Good morning, good morning, good morning. That was The Temptations, a five-man soul band from Detroit telling us to get ready for this hour of radio. My name is Gabriel Molnar. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope that you all are having a beautiful November 15th so far. I know that I am. So yeah, that was Get Ready by The Temptations. And, you know, I got up this morning and I was just feeling grateful. I don't know. Maybe it's the season. Maybe it's just November 15th and we're all looking forward to Thanksgiving. Oh, maybe you're not looking forward to Thanksgiving. I personally am. You know, I love my family. So I figured why not start off with some gratitude. So I'm going to be a little grateful just for a couple minutes, if you don't mind, and spread the love a little bit. And I hope that you take a couple minutes to be grateful as well. So first off, I'm grateful for my roommate, Brandon, mainly because he made French onion soup last night. And I don't know about you all, but I think French onion soup, like the quality of the French onion soup that you make is a pretty good measure of the quality of a person. So, you know, Brandon is a fantastic person by that measure and by many other measures. But shout out to Brandon. If you see him on campus, if you're a Tufts student, he has a shock of dyed hair. He's a cool guy. Say hi. Next up, I'm grateful to my grandmother, Ann Parker, Dr. Ann Parker. She is this radio show's biggest fan, no doubt. I'm sure that she's up right now at 3 a.m. because she's crazy in Berkeley, California. But yeah, she's been promoting my show to about everyone that she meets. So if you are here and listening because of a semi-crazy woman with very mixed, you know, salt and pepper white hair named Dr. Ann Parker, thank you for joining. And if you see her around, please give her a shout and say that somebody loves her. So yeah, that's the morning gratitude. Without further ado, we'll get back to the main program, if you will. My name is Gabriel Molnar. This is Bird Brained. So the idea for this show coming in, we're changing it up a little bit this week. I'll tell you why. But the idea was we do a genre every 3 weeks, and then each week you go through an artist, and we did that for the past 3 weeks. And it was a lot of fun. It was also a lot of work and a lot of time that I don't always have. So instead, what we are doing is we're doing a genre per week, which means that you enjoy it more because you get a whole overview of a genre. Hopefully I can introduce you to some of the key players of that genre and a little bit of, you know, the development and history of that genre, but you don't have to come back week after week after week to know what's going on. So with that in mind, what are we doing today? So last couple of weeks, we've been doing neo-soul, which was a derivative of soul and kind of an offshoot of R&B in the 80s and 90s. And today we're going to do another derivation of soul called retro-soul. So retro soul was a movement of music, is a movement of music that started in the 1990s in Nueva York, New York City, and has continued to this day. So what is retro soul? Why is it retro soul? Retro soul is basically contemporary music that is trying to emulate the sounds of the golden era of soul. So for those of you who weren't alive during the 50s and 60s or don't know about this, the golden era of soul really was the 50s and 60s. We just heard Get Ready from The Temptations. They also made the song My Girl, which you may know. So this was a very popular era of music. It was a good 10 years. And according to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it combined gospel music, R&B, and jazz, and arose out of the black experience in the United States through the transmutation of gospel, R&B, and formed this funky kind of secular testifying. And it's characterized very much by very infectious rhythms, hand clapping, and this kind of call and response between the lead singer and background singers. And those last two are very much come from gospel music and religious tradition, which it's just pretty cool to see that come through in the music. So it also became very much the music of the early Black Civil Rights Movement, because it dominated the pop charts and it talked, the just soul in general was a it was a celebration of Black American culture, and it influenced a lot of Black popular music going forward, including hip hop, which we'll talk about a little bit later, neo soul, and you know, pretty much everything from the 50s onwards, you can hear the influence and grooviness of soul come through. So soul itself was such a dynamic and popular genre that you can actually trace different strains of soul back to different cities, because it was so dynamic that these cultural hotspots would create their own sounds and flares. So the main cities were Detroit, which is most popular because of the record Motown Records. You also have Southern soul, you got Memphis and New Orleans, and then it continues into the future with neo-soul and hip-hop. Neo-soul, of course, borrowing a lot of the sounds of jazz and soul, which we've talked about on the past in this show, and turning that into something a little bit new and parallel to R&B at the time. And then you also have hip-hop, which heavily samples soul. If you've ever listened to hip-hop, you know that a lot of the beats produced involve soul music. And that just allows artists to texture the beats and also creates this tie from modern contemporary pop to kind of the roots of that genre. So retro soul, let's talk about retro soul a little bit. It comes in the 1990s in New York City. It starts with a small record label called Desco Records, which is founded in Brooklyn, New York in 1996. And at the time, the New York hip-hop scene is very popular. And a lot of producers in New York are looking for new material to sample. So these are the likes of Q-Tip and DJ Ali Shahad Muhammad from a tribe called Quest. Large Professor, who produces Nas's Illmatic. Nas's Illmatic is probably the most quintessential New York album or New York hip-hop album of that era, possibly ever, actually. You also have RZA with Wu-Tang Clan and DJ Premier with Gangstar. So all of these producers are really hungry for new music. So when Desco Records starts producing this music that sounds very much like the soul of old, they get this huge boost from the hip-hop scene at the time, who very much helped them come into their own, if you will. And then retro soul also kind of comes onto the college radio scene, which is a little bit meta. So retro soul, let's listen to it. I've been talking to you for far too long. We're gonna start with a song by Lee Fields, which was produced or was released in 1998. It's Lee Fields and the Soul Providers, and this is one of the first releases off of Desco Records. So I hope that you all enjoy.
Hey, baby, sit down for a minute. I want to talk to you. No, don't get so excited. Just sit down for a minute. It's something that's been bothering me, and I think we need to talk. I took you out because you were my woman. I bought you all the things that money couldn't buy. I treated you so good through all of our days together. But with every kiss you gave, you gave me a lie. You said you needed to visit your mother, and I want you pack your bags and go. Then I saw you walking down Main Street. You know your mother looks just like a brother, I know. Oh. And when you came home, I asked you how was it, and I laughed when you said your mother is fine. You said that's my story, you can take it or leave it. But I want you to know it's not hard for me to make up my mind. How can I stay if you want, when you won't tell me nothing but lies? All that she said, stay,
take it or leave it.
talk it over. I tried to be kind, but you took my love for granted. I said, girl, you better change your evil ways. But you kept on lying and treating me like a fool. What kind of a man can take what you do to me and stay? Now I might not know every little lie that you told me, but I know you don't treat me like you should. So I'm going down south to visit my brother. And you best believe she's gonna be good. That's all I gotta say.
Take it or leave it.
I'm leaving you, baby.
Take it or leave it.
You can take it or leave it.
Take It or Leave It, Lee Fields and the Soul Providers, 1998. So that was off of Desco Records, which, as we were just talking about, was the first real retro soul record label. And this is going to be, Desco Records is kind of, this is kind of fun to talk about, actually, because the entire genre of retro soul was very much created by Desco Records. And these two guys created it. One, Philip Lehman, who's a French-American music producer. He was also a cave diver and a graffiti artist who popularized graffiti in Europe and started a bunch of record labels, among those record labels, of course, being Desco Records, and then later on Truth and Soul Records, which we'll talk about a little bit. And he created a bunch of labels in Paris as well as in the United States. And then you also have Bosco Mann. His real name is Gabriel Roth, but he went by Bosco Mann, or goes by Bosco Mann, rather. And he is not quite as interesting. He's from Riverside, California, but he's a great bassist and producer, and right now he is spearheading the group Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, who we'll actually hear about a little bit later. So Desco Records is created in 1996, and it goes up until 2000, so it's only a four-year span there, but they kind of kick off this movement of retro soul. Then Philip Lehman and Bosco Mann separate a little bit, and they create Desco Daptone Records, which was created in 2004 by Bosco Mann. And then you also have Truth and Soul Records, also created in 2004 by Philip Lehman. And we'll hear a little bit more about these record labels later in the hour. But basically, the reason that they split is because Bosco Mann wanted to do this more kind of classic retro soul, and then Philip Lehman is on the other side. He's kind of pushing the boundaries. It's a little bit more pop-esque, and interfaces a little bit more with hip-hop and R&B than Bosco Mann does. So Daptone, kind of older styles and sounds, and then Truth and Soul Records, which we'll talk about, is a little bit more experimental. So that last song was by Lee Fields. He's one of the prominent artists in retro soul. He is known largely, actually, because of his song All I Need, which was featured on the song Antidote by Travis Scott. And he was started his music career in New York City. He was born in North Carolina and then took his mom's, well, he didn't take it. His mother gave him her last $20 so he could go to New York City and try to start a music career. And that he did. He worked first as a James Brown impersonator because he shares some physical and obviously vocal resemblance to the man. And then he got picked up doing gigs. And I think it was Bosco Mann who found him at a club. Regardless, he picked up the name Little JB, meaning Little James Brown. And that was quite a good song by him. So also, something that I must mention is that Retro Soul's popularity didn't just come from college radio, unfortunately, nor did it come from hip-hop production. There was a breakout act named Amy Winehouse. She's actually not really part of Retro Soul. She's part of this movement called Blue-Eyed Soul, which is basically white artists performing soul music. But her album Back to Black in 2006 gained a lot of popularity, as I'm sure many of you know. And we're just going to listen to a song from that because she's a fantastic artist and one of my favorite artists from this general genre of music. But yeah, let's listen to some Amy Winehouse. Here goes. If this doesn't make you dance, I recommend that you get your ears checked, because my goodness, Amy Winehouse. Whew. If you haven't listened to much of Amy Winehouse's music, you're doing yourself a great disservice. So I recommend that as soon as you finish listening to this, if you haven't listened to Amy Winehouse yet, you go and you spin the album back to black, because my goodness, it is a good album. I think that might be one of the only albums that makes me dance for a full hour, at least the deluxe edition, which is an hour. But regardless, Amy Winehouse, Blue Eyed Soul, 2006, Back to Black, fantastic album. Amy Winehouse's story is pretty tragic. She suffered with drugs and alcohol her entire life, and she passed away young. But she's a fantastic artist. Rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. Okay, so let's get back to... Amy Winehouse is also from the UK, I feel like it is worth noting. So let's get back to the US scene, if you will. So that was released in 2006. Garners a lot of popularity just for new soul coming out in general. People start treating it as an actual genre and taking it with some dose of consideration. And so, as I was saying, Daptone Records and Truth and Soul Records, which were created by Bosco Mann and Philip Lehman respectively, are created in 2004, and they really kind of pick up after Amy Winehouse releases Back to Black, and this garners a lot of popularity. So let's actually look at some music from those two respective record labels. First, we're going to be listening to three songs from Daptone Records. We're going to start with How Long Do I Have to Wait for You by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and then Changes by Charles Bradley, and then Victim of Love by Charles Bradley. So Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, this is actually Gabriel Roth or Bosco Mann's own band. He's the bassist for this band and very much the spearheader. But the person that you will hear most on the track, of course, is Sharon Jones. She was a kind of small town singer, and she didn't release her first recording until she was 40. So what we'll notice with Retro Soul is that a lot of the artists are older and don't come to fame until they're in their 40s or 50s. And this is because this genre gives them, these lovers of soul from the 50s and 60s, a way to kind of become popular again, because they really enjoy the music of the 50s and 60s, emulate that, don't get a lot of attention for it because it's just not what's popular at the time. And then with the emergence of Retro Soul, you see a lot of chances being created for these older artists, which is pretty cool. So Sharon Jones, she releases her first recording at 40. She catches the eye of Philip Lamb and Bosco Mann as a backup singer for Lee Fields, who was the first song that we heard, Take It or Leave It. And she gets inducted into the record label Daptones, along with this band called the Dap Kings. So what's kind of cool about this genre too is that a lot of the artists are the same throughout different bands and groups. There's not a huge population of people working in Retro Soul. So what you'll see is that these bands kind of from the past get reshuffled into new groups. So the first track, or the second track that we heard today, Take It or Leave It with Lee Fields and the Soul Providers. So the Soul Providers actually reshuffled to create this new band, the Dap Kings, and also some other bands, the Budos Band, which we'll hear from on Changes. So it's this kind of reshuffling of artists in this really cool way. So they all get to try out these new ideas with different bands, with different record labels, and all get to work together in this kind of big, happy Retro Soul family. So Sharon Jones recently passed away. She passed away in 2016 from a stroke. So, you know, That's a little bit sad, but keep her in your thoughts a little bit on this next song. How long do I have to wait for you? Just a quick note before we move on to Changes by Charles Bradley. If any of you out there listening are interested in getting into radio, I would highly recommend it because I've been dancing around the studio for the last however long that was, 4 minutes and 4 seconds, just having an absolute ball by myself at 6:30 on November 15th. And, you know, if that sounds appealing to you, you should get involved because this is a blast. I'm having a blast. I hope that you're having a blast too. Regardless, this next song is called Changes by Charles Bradley. He's backed by the Budos Band, which, as I was saying, is just one of these reshuffling of artists. The Budos Band, I actually got into because of my dad. So shout out dad. He's not normally a music connoisseur, but he hit the nail on the head with this one. So yeah, Changes, Charles Bradley, Budos Band. Hope you enjoy. Changes, Charles Bradley, Budos Band. 6 minutes and 1 second of a fantastic time. And you can really... So Charles Bradley is often commended for being one of the most authentic retro soul artists just because of, well, I mean, how much soul that his music has. There's kind of this debate about retro soul, talking about whether it's authentic or not, because it is emulating a different era of music. But, you know, I think I listen to artists like Charles Bradley, and I think there's no question that this is a legitimate genre. And that these are legitimate artists with original musical ideas. You know, even if this music sounds similar to music of old, like, that's freaking good. So Charles Bradley, Budos Band. Funny story. Well, not funny, but interesting artist story with Charles Bradley. He did not live a life of wealth and success. He actually, similar to Sharon Jones, was not discovered until later in life. And he had a pretty rough life beforehand. He moved around the country looking for different jobs. He worked a lot of minimum wage jobs. He was trained as a chef, so oftentimes he would move around and find restaurant jobs. He lived in Alaska, California, Canada. I know that's not the U.S., but he lived in Canada at some point as well. And he saw some stuff. He was there when his brother died. His brother was murdered. He ended up in the hospital for a while because he was had an allergic reaction to penicillin. He just, you know, that man saw some things, and he kind of lived day by day. And music very much for him was a release, and it's something that he did to supplement his other work. And he worked as a small-time soul musician. He actually, funny story, similar to Lee Jones, was a James Brown impersonator. And he was working under the alias Black Velvet in a New York bar at the age of 50 when Bosco Mann discovered him. So Bosco Mann is the creator of Daptone Records. And Bosco Mann takes one look at this guy and he's like, that money. Well, you know, it's not that cynical. But money in not the literal sense, but in the, like, you know, good music sense. So Charles Bradley signs to Daptone Records. He has 15 years of success. He unfortunately passed away at the age of 65 from stomach cancer. But, you know, he enjoyed, he had his cake and he ate it too in the last 15 years of his life. And he enjoyed considerable success as a retro soul musician. So it is 6:41. It's PSA time. Here are some numbers to think about, some numbers that need some changes to play off the song. So some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the plant's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Some numbers to think about that might need some changes. So we're going to listen to one more song by Charles Bradley, just because he's so good. The song is called Victims of Love. Yeah, I'm a victim of love for Charles Bradley, man. This is good music.
Oh. Nowhere to hide. I think I'm caught this time. I'm a victim of loving you. I'm a victim of wanting you. I woke up this morning, I felt your love laying beside my soul. You told me that you love me, baby. I love you, baby. I love you so doggone much.
Victim of love.
Ooh.
Victim of love.
make that loving you, baby. When I was walking on the streets the other day, you passed by and say hello. Ooh, baby, my heart skips a beat. Loving you, wanting you, every time I see your face, baby, come on, come on home, where you belong. When I tell you I love you, there's nowhere for me to hide no more, baby. You got deep down in my soul. You touched my heart.
Victim of Love, Charles Bradley, Daptone Records. Another great song. So next we're going to be talking about Truth and Soul Records. So if you recall from earlier in the hour, Daptone Records was created by Gabriel Roth, also known as Bosco Mann, who is one half of the creators of Desco Records. The other guy, the French graffiti cave diving artist, Philip Lehman. Went on to create Truth and Soul Records. So Truth and Soul Records worked... A lot of the artists went between Daptone and Truth and Soul Records just because both offered something different. Daptone Records, as we just heard from Sharon Jones and Charles Bradley, is this very classic soul sound. And then on the other side, we have Truth and Soul Records, created by Philip Lamb, which is a little bit more experimental and interfaces, as I was saying earlier, a little bit more with R&B and hip-hop of the time. So some prominent artists from Truth and Soul Records are going to be Lee Fields and The Expressions, who we heard from earlier in this radio hour, and then also The L. Michaels Affair, who you all may have heard at some hipster, you know, groovy restaurant. We'll play a song by them next, and you'll see what I mean, and also Lady Ray. So let's see what the difference is between these two record labels a little bit. Here is Cream by The L. Michaels Affair.
Thank you.
Cream, The L. Michaels Affair. I like that song a lot, just for the purpose of talking about retro soul, because it very much shows the influence of hip-hop and retro soul on each other. That song should sound familiar. It is a groovy, soulified, that's not a word, but you know what I mean, version of Cream, Cash Rules Everything Around Me by Wu-Tang Clan. Get the money. Dollar dollar bills, y'all. But yeah, so that was The L. Michaels Affair off of Truth and Soul Records. As you can just hear straight off the bat, one song off that record label. It is a lot more experimental. The next song we'll be listening to is called Do It Again by Lady Ray. I picked this song because Lady Ray also kind of represents this interface between hip-hop and retro soul. She first was working, she started her early career as a collaborator with Missy Elliott, the hip-hop icon, and she released her first very much hip-hop album in 1998, and then she joined Rockefeller Records, which, for you, those of you out there who know, is a prominent hip-hop album. I believe Jay-Z is on that record label. And then she worked in hip-hop for a while. She appeared on Kid Cudi's Man on the Moon 2 in 2010. And then she actually released her first soul album with Truth and Soul Records in 2012. So this is Do It Again by Lady Ray.
Can't hear what I'm saying to you. One of us need to say it. Stop dragging it in the dirt now. One of us gonna get hurt. We'll be right back.
Lady Ray. So that song was actually released by Big Crown Records. Truth and Soul split into Big Crown and I think Soulfire Records, but they're all kind of under the same umbrella of Philip Lehman. God bless Bosco Mann and Philip Lehman, because this music is... So we still have a couple more minutes on this Monday morning. I'm going to play one last song for you. It's called Is It Any Wonder by Duran Jones and the Indications. There are a lot more really good retro soul artists out there, just to name a few. If you all are interested in going and looking them up afterwards, there's Leon Bridges, who has become pretty popular recently. You also have the Black Pumas, who I think won a Grammy recently for their song Colors. There's also St. Paul and the Broken Bones, who are going on tour recently. There's going to be a concert pretty soon at the House of Blues in Boston, 2022. So if you all look that up and you guys are interested in these types of sounds, I would recommend going to that. I'll probably go with a couple friends. But yeah, this has been Bird Brained. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to take it out with Is It Any Wonder by Duran Jones and the Indications. I hope that you all enjoyed this hour of radio. I certainly did. I'll see you all next week.